business.
Apple in China. Better days ahead. The tech giant can rebound from its recent misfortunes in China.
Things have not gone well for Apple in China of late. Earlier this year, official news media orchestrated a series of attacks on the firm, following allegations that it had offered Chinese customers unsatisfactory guarantees for its products. Apple ended up issuing a humiliating apology. The Middle Kingdom is the world's biggest market for both luxury goods and for smartphones. That should have propelled Apple's iPhones to the top of the heap. But the firm's market share languishes at around 8% of all handset sales, whereas Samsung commands just over a fifth of them. Apple's fortunes are improving. The main reason the company's iPhones have fared poorly in China so far is that they're not offered on the inferior 3G network run by China Mobile, the country's largest mobile operator. But the arrival of a new Wizzier network could change that. On December 4th, the Chinese government authorised the country's three main wireless telecoms operators to go ahead with the next generation of network technology, known as 4G. The same day, it emerged that later this month, China Mobile, a state-owned giant that is also the world's largest mobile phone operator with more than 700 million customers, will unveil a 4G iPhone for the Chinese market. RBC, an investment bank, suggests that sales of such a device could be worth $9 billion to $10 billion to Apple. Anand Ramachandran of Barclays, another bank, is more cautious. He wants to see whether Apple is forced to yield to demands by China Mobile that it split the cost of its handset subsidies with customers. Investors are also wondering whether Apple will give in to pressure to return more of its giant cash mountain to shareholders through such things as share buybacks. Carl Icahn, a veteran shareholder activist, had been pressing the tech giant to hand back $150 billion immediately. But this week, Mr. Icahn reduced his demand to $50 billion, which is still an eye-wateringly large amount of money. Ironically, greater success in China could lead to more friction if it puts even more cash into Apple's already overflowing coffers.